The thing that we're going to have to come to concentrate on is the first three chapters of John. An overview of those first three. You must begin with the premise that the gospel is not just a bunch of words. There's a whole bunch of things in there under the counter. In their word. The Holy Spirit brought to their remembrance everything that Jesus said. And they wrote it down. But you'll remember the prophecy that says, pay attention, Frank. You'll remember the prophecy that says, there are no words, nor is their voice heard, yet their voice goes out to the ends of the world. Once again, the way the gospel works, it's not the mechanical words. The letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Through those words, he gives life. It is the seed of the gospel sown in that spiritual woman that brings forth the new creation. Now that sort of leaves you cold, huh? And yet you have a feeling that there's something there, don't you? You're doing a John 3:8. You hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it's coming from or where it's going. There sure is. There sure is an awful lot to that. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but imperishable, by the living and abiding word. We're going to go on and on with the clearest proof that you ever saw as to what you are, born again, and how God intended to teach you about it. And John the Baptist. John the Baptist? He was a strange man. You got to admit now, you say, hold on a minute, now wait, now, you want something solid? Okay, you can't deny this one, he's all over. He's all over those first eight chapters, and especially 1 and 3. That spiritual woman. Jesus directly said that the seed is the gospel. Didn't he at one point? You'll see 10 verses where the gospel is called the seed.